CJAD time is 8:09. Well, since the beginning of its global rollout on Wednesday, the free-to-play augmented reality game Pokemon Go has got people talking. But do you really understand what it is and what the appeal is? I thought it would be a good idea to talk to somebody. One of the original, I think, users of Pokemon is someone who is in their 20s, who really, I think, who the game is designed for, and that is a BA student from Concordia University in creative writing and English, Nicola Sibthorpe. Good morning, Nicola.
Hi, good morning.
So would you describe yourself as a Pokemon fan?
Definitely. Yeah, I've been playing since I was a child, and so it was only natural to keep going with it as it evolved.
Okay, so first of all, this has not even been launched in Canada yet. It had its global rollout on Wednesday, and yet so many here in Montreal and across the country are playing it. How is that even possible?
Well, there's a couple of tricks that you can get around to accessing the servers, but Montreal is unique in that it's now actually one of the biggest cities that's playing it, which is really fun.
Okay, and so what exactly is Pokemon Go? How, like, if you were to explain to a Luddite, somebody who is listening to the show right now and who keeps hearing about this Pokemon Go, how does it work?
Well, it works very similar. It works very, like, in conjunction with the Google Maps. So if you've ever used Google Maps before, then you probably have a good idea with how it works. Essentially, using the same sort of software and the same sort of app as Google Maps, Pokemon will spawn or appear on a map, and then you can catch them virtually while interacting with your physical space around you.
Okay, and you live in downtown Montreal, and on any given night, how many people do you see wandering the streets of Montreal playing this game?
Oh, it's insane. There's about 200 people just around a couple blocks away from my apartment because it's a prime sort of area. But it's, yeah, so 200 at the very least on a good night.
Okay.
And I can only imagine on like a Friday night it goes up to about 300 or 400.
So the game is to actually go and capture these Pokemon, these virtual Pokemon, but they appear on Google Maps on your handheld device in a real environment that you're looking at.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So real time, and then you interact with the space around you, so by walking around or and then it uses your camera as well to place these Pokemon straight onto your phone screen so you can see them interacting physically with your, well, not, they don't really so much interact physically, but they can appear to interact physically with this area surrounding you.
Okay, so what's been the appeal of this launch for you, of this game?
For me personally, it was the nostalgia and just the aspect of it that's fun. It's nice to go outside and have an excuse to go outside and meet a ton of new people. So you make friends with people you would never have expected to make friends with in the first place. So, for example, I've spoken to people who are 30 years old and are catching Pokemon with their children, or there's a lack of language barriers as well, in that everyone's together and sort of speaking the same language. So you can make friends with people who you would never have had the chance to do that before.
And I've been reading some commentary online that's saying that, you know, you keep mentioning interacting with your physical space, that it's allowing some users to discover sort of hidden gems in Montreal. Would you say that's been your experience?
Yes, definitely. Montreal has really beautiful street art, and a lot of that street art appears and on the game as something that is, it's almost leading you towards and leading you to find. So it's really wonderful to be able to walk around the city and find these beautiful statues and beautiful art. And it's nice to have like a map that you can find to use to find those specific art pieces that you wouldn't have had the chance to do before.
All right. Now, when is its official launch in Canada? Do you know?
There's no real knowledge at the moment simply because the servers are so overloaded because everyone over the world is playing it. And then there's like some people who are going around talking about how it's illegal to use in Canada, but it's definitely not. That's a myth that's being kind of perpetuated. So you can definitely, if that's one of your worries about going out and playing it, then you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah. Did you try to play it yesterday?
I did not. I was out of the city, but but apparently the servers were down.
They were. My kids went out to play it and they weren't able to because I guess some hackers crashed the system.
Yeah. I'm not sure. how true that is. A lot of people are, there's like some back flipping and forthing of whether that's actually someone by done by hackers, or whether it's hackers just claiming responsibility when there was no responsibility to be claimed, because it opened up across Europe yesterday as well. So it could just be that there was like an overload of people playing, but yeah.
So a lot of people are saying that the game really was designed not for little kids, but for people like you who played Pokemon when it first came out as a card trading game, you know, about 20 years ago. So you're saying there's that nostalgia aspect, but there's a lot of backlash as well, right? Where you're hearing people saying, oh, give me a break. How pathetic. People are getting hurt because of this silly game where they're walking into poles or not paying attention, getting into car accidents. How would you sort of explain to our listening audience who may never pick up a smartphone to play this game or have these kinds of attitudes about what is the attraction to this game?
Well, it's, again, there's like the nostalgia aspect of, you know, it reminds me exactly of what my brother and I used to do when we were five, of walking around and meeting up with other kids in our area and trading Pokemon cards. And when you're kids, it's really easy to make friends with random strangers. It was like random other kids on the park and stuff like that. So having that excuse, again, of going outside and being able to make friends with people, again, your own age, but in a different setting, is really nice. But, yeah, and it reminds you of very much of, like, all those childhood imaginary games that you would play, and it's nice to see it in a more adult version.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and one thing I don't understand, and I'm not even sure you have the answer to this, but these lures, like these hot spots, you said your area is a particularly hot spot in downtown Montreal. Mm-hmm. Who decides these hot spots? Are businesses paying to have Pokemon appear in their establishment to lure people in?
Well, that is the way that it's apparently going. There's been talks of people, of companies using it to place lures and to place PokeGyms and PokeStops on top of their stores. But the lures are placed where there's a piece of art in Montreal or wherever there's like a historical landmark, which is why if you're an urban player, it works really well. And if you're someone who lives in a more rural area, it can be more difficult to play. But Montreal is unique in that there's so much art. So a lot of the players who, well, because it's under all the same company of Niantic, and Niantic had a previous game called Ingress, and so all the Ingress players essentially set it up, and then now and then Ingress essentially just kind of transported the data from Ingress into Pokemon Go.
Okay. Okay, very interesting, Nicholas. I'm glad you were on the show this morning to help me understand this. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
That's Nicholas Sibthorpe, who is a Pokemon fan and somebody who's been playing the Pokemon Go since it was launched last Wednesday globally, not yet officially here in Canada.